Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Our show is free, by the way, unlike that Jake Paul fight the other night. My son called me and goes, hey, let's watch that Jake Paul fight.
What'd that cost you?
$50. But, you know, if I don't do that, it just goes up my nose anyway, you know.
Yeah.
So I bought the fight, and it was brutally bad. He knocked him out in one round. Halfway through the first round, he jacks him in the chin. He goes down. He gets up, and the ref stops it. There's a couple other fights before that that nobody famous. I didn't really care. So it's $50, but he's obviously not going to fight a real boxer eventually. But this guy, the best part again, still $50 ain't worth it. But the best part was Snoop Dogg was doing on the call along with Pete Davidson was there too, and they were high as hell. And I mean, I had a blunt on camera, and they're dropping the MFers the whole time. And my favorite line, because the guy he fought, what was his name?
Ben Askren.
Yeah, he's 36. He used to be MMA. Looks like he didn't train at all. And he's an old MMA guy. It really wasn't that. He might have been good when he was in MMA. And he's also an Olympic wrestler, I believe, too. But he looked like he didn't train at all. And Snoop said he was built like a bag of milk. I just can't get that out of my head. And then, of course, they're high. So Pete Davidson mentions the bag of milk back. And, you know, they're showing him on camera. Because it's they're giggling. Their eyes are red. It's just so cool that these announcers on these pay-per-views are Snoop Dogg and other people are just high, you know, and just drinking and having a good time. Well, I mean, obviously the money ain't worth it.
Would have been disappointed otherwise.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's why they're there.
Right.
I think Max Kellerman and Jim Lampley need to get stoned before the next big HBO or Showtime
exactly.
fight.
Exactly. And be able to swear like that. But yeah, what a joke of a fight.
Yeah. Roy Jones Jr., isn't that who else is on that? With them?
No, that was the one we fought. What are you talking about? The
regular
call,
ones.
The call, yeah.
Slampley
sure.
and
yeah.
Kellerman, and I think it's Roy Jones Jr.
It's Roy Jones Jr., okay. Yeah.
Just get all three of them just baked.
Right.
Well, Tony Romo could get baked.
Right. Yeah, he could.
We might not know.
Yeah. He's like, do you see how far that pass went?
Right. Now, Jake Paul said that he sold 1.5 million pay-per-views.
Of course he did.
Other people are saying, it's closer to 700 grand, but still. It's a lot of money.
A lot of money, man. The dude that got knocked out took $500K, walked away with it. Just get punched in the face and go down. It was a joke. I love that Pete Davidson was calling Jake Paul, not to his face. He said, I don't know. He goes, he's a punk. He goes, everybody buys these fights because somebody wants to see him knock that dumbass down, but he's not fighting real boxers, so.
Will he at some point?
I don't think anybody wants to fight him. First of all, I don't think he'd take a real boxer fight because he would get his ass kicked. Now, he's not a bad boxer for an amateur, and he is in shape, but he wants people to sell tickets, and he wants to win, so I don't know if this last – I think that's going to be the last time. Hopefully, I get sucked into that.
A woman – in a viral video, says that
Karen,
she explained why she left her husband.
Oh, yeah. I know why after hearing the video, but go ahead.
Oh, is this just a little TikTok thing?
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it. We have heard it,
Let's hear it.
So I saw photos of my husband on Facebook, and he's at a nightclub with a bunch of girls, and he's not wearing his wedding ring. So I asked him about it. He tells me that they photoshopped his ring off. They photoshopped his ring off? Oh, sure they did.
No, he left because you divorced. Laughed around the house.
Yeah.
He left because you laugh around the house.
Those girls he was hanging out, none of them talked like you or laughed like you, and he was really seeking some refuge.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine that around your house?
No,
shut up.
Nails on a chalkboard on a daily basis.
I'm going to go dance with a bunch of chicks I don't know and take my ring off.
Not even like dancing. He's heard that for years.
Maybe she'll see it on social media and divorce me.
Yeah, I took the ring off. She took the bait.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody shared it with him.
He totally sabotaged that.
You videotape me dancing with these girls out of ring on. I'll try that excuse. She'll leave me. That is horrible.
Yeah, it is.
Have you seen the video, Craig?
No.
Okay.
Oh, she's probably just staring at the camera, doing a monologue. Yeah.
I'm sure she's probably half decent looking too. She just, with that voice, all of a sudden, she goes, "Oh no, oh."
Hi. Such a condescending laugh.
And it ain't working either, you know.
So I saw photos
of my husband on Facebook. Yeah,
you can.
I can tell she's cute.
Yeah, she's all right.
My husband,
except on the inside.
Oh no! Starts laughing like that. Yeah. We're divorced. That was it, though? Is that a final straw? I mean, getting caught dancing in a nightclub?
There had to be something
else. There's more than that. And he heard me laugh too many times, so we're divorced.
So he didn't care.
So he didn't care. And, of course, this is me, so he didn't care.
I'm calling a lawyer. Ha, 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 ha,
ha. Yeah, he's thinking good.
Yeah. We're divorced.
I'm thinking he may have sabotaged the whole thing.
But once again, that could have been that must have been the final straw. I love that they photoshopped my ring.
What a great, I guess.
How about, honey? I just didn't wear the ring that night. What's the big deal?
Well, that might be a thing. He just, you know, that he always does.
Well, with COVID now, I don't even wear my ring to work anymore. I wear it we've been going out yet. A couple times we've been outdoors.
Yeah, the Photoshop is worth a shot.
Ah,
that excuse.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to stick it out for the kids
I'll come up with an excuse, but I'm not going to put much effort into it because I don't care if you buy it.
And who would Photoshop it? He's not famous. He's just a dude, right?
One of those sluts in the picture.
Well, the business would, I guess, theoretically, trying to bring in other guys or girls.
Good
or
excuse,
something.
Craig.
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, it was not me.
No, honey, they photoshopped my C ring off. You know I usually wear that.
Oh, yeah.
I caught you having sex without your ring on. They photoshopped it off.
Would that be really easy to do or really difficult to do?
I'm not the Photoshop guy. You can't barely see
ring on your finger.
Depends on how close up the photo was.
Yeah. You're dancing.
Close enough to notice he didn't have his ring on, apparently.
It'd probably be easier just to make him, you know, just make him a four-fingered freak. Just take the whole finger, you know?
Or just Nick. You think this guy even went back for his stuff?
I think he probably had it all ready to go.
Yeah.
Probably. He'd probably already been picking out one-bedroom apartments.
Oh, yeah. I think he had his ducks in a row.
Yep.
Now I'm just going to go to the club. Last step.
His Bo Jackson poster all rolled up, ready for transport.
I'm out of here.
He might even have a Bo Jackson fat head.
He might.
New study from Washington State University has found that cannabis is able to relieve the symptoms of PTSD.
Not in this state.
Now, there is an addendum. Some will like the addendum, some will not.
Well, it relieves the symptoms by killing you.
Oh, that's right.
But only kids.
That's not true.
We're a gun sanctuary state, but weed kills kids.
The addendum that some will like and some won't is that the effects of cannabis on the symptoms of PTSD that are helpful. The effects are temporary, and the relief diminished over time, resulting in regular use of marijuana.
All right.
That's why people are going to like it by, I use marijuana regularly, so that's fine, or I'm going to have to, and some don't, and I got to do it all the time.
Right. Well, I think more is the former.
Well, the number of mass smokings in this state has just gotten out of hand.
I know.
We got to do something.
Yes.
And 420 tomorrow?
Yep.
Oh, there'll be mass smokings all over the
place.
All
over the place.
So the study found that cannabis use was able to reduce how severe thoughts of the traumatic event were by 62%, anxiety by 57%, irritability by 67%, flashbacks dropped by 51%. The researchers describe it as more of a Band-Aid, one that masks the symptoms, which still lie under the surface ready to return.
That, but it also helps. We've had numerous soldiers get a hold of us that have suffered all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And they use it, and they don't want to do it illegally. Or get busted in their lame-ass states.
And once the PTSD is tempered a little bit, they can seek other help.
Right.
you're in a better position to do that.
And they want to do it legally and have it available.
I still say if it does nothing more than help, you know, if you're in that situation, PTSD, right, things like that, nightmares, if it helps you get nothing more than a good night's sleep,
right,
it's worth it.
Not here. The old coach and me say no.
Not sleeping spirals everything else in life in the wrong direction.
Exactly. You're exactly right, Puss. We're the future of this state.
Me and the old
coach. That's what the kids want.
Well, it should at least be an option for people that would want that.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. When you open
weed
up...
Weed kills, it will kill your kids.
Open up dispensaries, you don't have to buy weed. Every time a new store opens up, you don't have to go shop there.
There's liquor stores everywhere. You don't have to walk in and get anything.
What?
Yeah, you don't have to.
I wish somebody would have told me that a while ago.
But alcohol doesn't kill people. Oh, wait, it does.
It does.
Yeah.
And so does Big Pharma. Ricketts is a douchebag. Well, douchebag.
He's in their pocket.
Lord and Lady douchebag.
Costco is my liquor store.
Yeah, there you go.
They sell the big bottles. Yeah.
The 55-gallon drums are just the handles.
A handle would be nice. It's just
55-gallon drums.
That'd be great.
That would be
great. Wouldn't it?
You're rolling
it. Right. It would be great until you ran out of that faster than you thought you were going to.
Oh, I know. I'm putting the dent in this 55-gallon drum.
But then I could
vodka.
Measure time, Nick, in terms of how many days it takes to get rid of a drum of vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's What's right.
You might not want to know.
You wouldn't like that number.
Yeah, you might not want to know.
You just draw dashes on it.
Oh, my God, that was a 4-inch night.
And I think if they have to bring your alcohol purchase out to the car with a forklift, that could be a red flag.
You got a truck for it, too. And it's just white lettering, block lettering, vodka on the side.
Yeah, I'll take that and a crate of limes, please.
Budweiser, the latest to reward people for getting vaccinated.
Good.
First 10,000 to show proof on this website are going to get a $5 virtual debit card and then go buy yourself a beer.
All right.
I saw Sam Adams.
Sam Adams doing that as well.
Is Corona in there? There was one other beer.
At least.
Have to have a vaccine to go places. Let's do that.
Yeah. Corona should have been the first.
Let's do that. Yeah, they should have jumped on that.
And then there's the donuts. You get free donuts.
Yep.
Do you just have to produce your card, or do you have to interact with the company somehow, and they send you something?
I believe you just have to show up with your card.
Okay.
I'm sure by the time you're done with this, they have your phone number and your email and all of your information.
Yeah. They have it already.
A new poll from the Dallas Morning News and the University of Texas at Tyler found that 45% of registered voters would support Matt McConaughey becoming governor of Texas.
Oh, God.
The current governor gets about 33% of the vote.
Well, that's better. He'd be better than first. The guy that's there now. Abbott's
22% said they'd vote for somebody else.
Yeah, I don't live in Texas. They can do their own thing down there. But this whole rock for president thing, when this starts gaining traction on social media, I just want to just scream. Just want to scream.
There's a groundswell.
Yeah, just nobody cares, man.
So it could be The Rock versus Matthew McConaughey.
Remember, they're both down the middle. Like, everything's cool, man. We're all just get together.
Right.
Once again, we have to reach Matthew McConaughey's, I like him. I think he's very cool, great actor. But I know his stance is everybody's got to come to the middle and get along. So we're supposed to reach across the aisle to who, Nick? Racist?
Right.
Right, that's what I mean. That's where it's at. You know, we're not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
Right. You're not disagreeing on tax policy. You're disagreeing on whether or not, you know, everybody should have
that's fine.
The same rights.
You can have those arguments. Yeah, it's about the same rights. Is Matthew McConaughey going to run for governor of Texas?
God, I hope not.
Is The Rock going to sit down? Listen, we had a bozo in charge. I get it, for 4 years. But I'm just trying to pick. To me, that's like an anomaly. Is The Rock going to sit down and work out peace with, I don't know, I like statesmen, I really do.
Well, it'd be nice for someone to have the office that has a little bit of knowledge going in about the general workings of things.
Like the guy we have now. You like him or not, but he knows what's going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think to get political stuff done, you maybe need someone who's at least part politician.
Right, right.
Because there is politics involved. Right.
And there is a general, you know, you have to know a few things about the about foreign places, for
instance. Yeah, that's what I mean. Right, right.
You have to know about their governments. Right. You have to know about their politics.
Yeah, but the last guy had knew nothing about that, and he wasn't even a movie star.
You'd have to sit in a briefing.
And pay attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a C-plus in poli-sci 101 in college.
There you go.
And you'd have
good.
You would have to want to learn.
Right. And care.
And that.
Yes, but to want to learn, Todd, you have to admit that you don't already know everything there is to know.
Yeah, there's that, too.
And see, that's a problem sometimes.
Well, if you could do that and have the people's elbow, damn.
He just gives Putin that eyebrow thing.
Right. But the Rock is just talking out loud because he just wants the pub. And I'd love to be president. It'd be kind of cool. They go, no, I don't want to hear that. It'd be kind of cool. No, that's not what that job's about. It'd be kind of cool.
What you need to say is, it'd be kind of cool, but I am grossly unqualified.
Thank you.
Yeah, but if he says that, then you could use that in an attack ad against him.
Eventually, right.
Matthew McConaughey would be sitting on that clip.
The NBA is preparing to postpone games after a verdict in the trial of former Minneapolis cop accused of killing George Floyd.
Yeah, this town, this country could burn this week. All it takes is one juror to say, I don't think so, and that's just a hung jury.
Yeah, one of them to say, I don't know.
There's a video of him murdering him. They should go, there's a video of him murdering him. Let's move on.
I don't know.
It's a video of it. But you're right, one guy or one woman... I don't know. Well, there's a video of him murdering it.
I don't know.
If I was on that 12 Angry Men jury or whatever, like that with some women in there, I'd be the guy to say, hey, Mr. I don't know. Let's watch the murder again. Let's just watch the murder.
It should have been the shortest trial ever.
Yes, yes.
ESPN says the league is ready to suspend games for at least a couple of days and has told teams to prepare. After the nearby deadly police shooting of Dante Wright last week, some of those events had to be rescheduled as well.
Again, I hope the prosecution, and I'll tell them how to do their job.
Yeah, me too.
You got to make sure you define the word reasonable.
Yeah.
It's not just a doubt.
Plus, there's a video of murder.
They're not saying, is there a shadow of a doubt?
No.
It's beyond a reasonable doubt.
Reasonable word, right.
And I don't think the OJ jury got that.
Nope.
They just needed a death warrant. The glove didn't fit.
And there's a bunch of other juries since then,
that's not reasonable.
Must acquit.
Please define the term reasonable to the jury. All right, somebody did some math. I didn't check it here, but apparently there's 120 handles of Tito's in a 55-gallon drum.
Okay.
100?
120.
Oh, my God.
Approximately 120.
So at peak pandemic days, when you were going 4 days a handle, that's 480 days on a drum?
Right.
Oh, so it's going to last you over a year. It's a good buy.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't think he's making it to 480. Maybe 450.
Yeah, if you've got that much, you're probably going a little extra sometimes.
Yeah, you're going to pour them a little heavier because you can.
Well, maybe you have a friend over and you made some drinks for them.
You don't really have a gauge. You know, you're looking at that, maybe I should only drink this much vodka in the bottle so I can have it for another night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or you're using that as an excuse. Well, I remember Jim 2 months ago come over and had two.
Yeah. You had a 55-gallon drum.
It wasn't all me.
That's what you're doing. It wasn't all me.
You'd
That's
be very true. Generous.
You had one of those 2-3 weeks ago in a Bloody Mary. That takes part of that up as it's kicked 8 months in. That's the thing. That's the thing. You're going to want to kick it then. It's like a keg.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
Yeah, you're going to want to kick it if it's a 55-gallon drum.
You want to test yourself.
Yeah.
How many days can I get this 55-gallon drum?
I say the end of August.
How fast?
Drink that drum.
The summer of the drum.
And then you're going to finish the challenge. You're going to be surprised and proud and sad all at the same time.
And out of vodka.
That's part of the sad.
Right. Ron Bunches chopped to 420s starts tomorrow, of course. On Discovery Channel, it's a weed cooking show, and also Fast Burn The Power of Negative Energy Balance, Dr. Ian K. Smith. No weed recipes in this because I think that makes you hungrier and he wants you to lose weight.
And right. You can always get another drum of vodka.
Yes, you can.
Yep.
Might have to order those. So we should get one here.
No, that'd be a bad idea. Nope.
Podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow.
Good night.
Wear a mask. Get a vaccine.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.